immediately. A report on public education in the time of COVID says that only a small percentage of students had access to in-person learning. However, the school districts are all following the Department of Health recommendations, some of which are being called into question. That did not stand in the way of several recommendations made in the report. We have asked for comment from the local school superintendents. And your weather word, fog lifting, clouds giving way to some sun, details on the way on 1540 WADK.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
Easterlies around 5 knots today, becoming south this afternoon. Waves around 2 feet. Fog and drizzle reducing visibility to 1 mile or less. Tonight, southwest winds at 5 to 10. Waves around 2 feet. Areas of fog. Visibility 1 mile or less. Tomorrow, west winds around 5, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Waves 2 to 3 feet. Areas of fog reducing visibility to 1 to 3. On Rhode Island Sound, it's southeast winds at 5 to 10. Your next high tide in Newport Harbor will be at 12:12 this afternoon. Sunset at 5:56. Sunrise tomorrow at 7:04. The moon is in the first quarter. And currently, along the Newport waterfront, what we can see in the fog, it's 62 degrees. And that's Boating and the Bay on WADK.
Brought to you by Sardella's and Imbriglio's. Enjoy Sardella's and Imbriglio's at home. Chicken parm, authentic Neapolitan pizzas, house-made desserts. Place your order 4 to 8:30 every day at sardellas.com or call 849-6312.
And it's Bruce Newberry trying to find my way through the fog here this morning with the help of Martha Parker, who is our navigator this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bruce. To you.
Actually, I can tell you how foggy it is because yes. I'm sitting in my office and my warehouse and production facility in Middletown on Aquidneck Avenue, and I heard clear as day the horn of a ship going up Narragansett Bay. I said, now it's foggy.
Wow.
It is definitely foggy if I can hear it that clearly, which, you know, because you know that in the moisture, that is basically the fog that the air, that the sound carries. And one of my most interesting experiences with fog was probably now, going on 37 years ago, I was racing a race called the Vineyard Race.
Yeah.
Where you start in Stanford, you go around Vineyard Tower, and then you race back. And it was in the middle of the second night and pitch black. And it was really light air. And we were on Long Island Sound, probably on the Connecticut coast. And all of a sudden we heard this, like the sound of a ship.
Yeah.
That's before AIS, anything like that. So we have no clue, you know, where this thing is. And we've got to be like, you know, probably you're sitting ducks at that point. So all of a sudden I go, oh, my gosh. A boat, you know, I said, a ship's coming from over here. And I pointed to like the starboard side. And then my crewmate goes, no, it's coming from over here, and pointed to the bow. And then the other crewmate goes, no, it's coming from here. So the three of us heard it coming from three different directions. So back in those days, we had an all women's four-deck crew. So I was doing bow, Janet was mast, and Susan was pit. So the three of us were on watch and we're like, what do you think we should do? Everyone's really kind of quiet because it's like, ooh, it sounds really close. But that's what happens, is it can sound very close, and it's not at all. You know, we had our little, back in those days, you used to put up these aluminum discs that you made sort of a circular tee in, and you would put that at the top of your mast. And then the ships would have their radar going. So hopefully they picked you up, which, of course, you know, for them to pick up that little disc, we're a little blip in the water.
Right.
So we were just hoping at that point. We're like, so should we wake anybody up? We're like, nah, you know, if we get hit, run over, they'll never know the difference. it was kind of crazy. It's a lot safer now where boats have AIS, so you know you can see in deep fog. You can see everybody around you, and it's much, much safer. So, yeah.
Well, we're glad of that, at least, that it isn't quite so tentative out there.
That's right. But let's go to a place where fog isn't that much of an issue.
Yes.
Down in New Zealand, when I lived there, so the 2 6-month periods that I lived in New Zealand, I think I didn't really see fog.
Hmm.
Now that I think about it. But it also doesn't get as cold there as it does here. And, you know, fog is created by moisture coming up. And also, you can also get what we call sea smoke. Sea smoke is when the water is much cooler and the air is warmer. No, sorry, the air is cooler and the water is warmer. And you create this little fog just on the water. But no, fog comes in from atmospheric stuff. But going back to New Zealand, when I was there, of course, I must have been there in the really nice months. So that was like October to March. So their summer, it was great. It was great. But there's definitely action going on in Auckland. And those Italians launched their boat yesterday.
Wow.
So that was very cool. And I tell you, from looking at the pictures, these boats, when they're out of the water, which makes sense, makes total sense, Bruce. When they're out of the water, well, these guys have yellow foils, bright yellow foils.
Yeah.
They look like water bugs. That's exactly what they look like.
Really?
So you've got foils on both starboard and port side. Then you've got a foil on your rudder, and you've got very deep rudders. So you're literally coming up, when you go to foil, you come up on these three points, and you're lifting this boat, which is not a light boat, obviously. People cannot pick it up themselves. You know, it picks up, and then it literally flies on the water. And if you think about it, that's almost like what a water bug looks like,
yeah,
right? The body isn't on the water of the water bug. It's just got those little legs, you know, scurries along. But so the Italians were well welcomed, as Italians are whenever we go anywhere in yachting. They just have quite a spirit and quite a party spirit. But they had a blessing by Father Pa Peter Tepen, who is from the Auckland Cathedral, and they had a christening of the boat. But they also had what they called the local Maori welcome ritual accompanied that, and that is what's called a haka. And if anyone has ever seen a haka,
yeah,
it's H-A-K-A. I remember my first time seeing it, and this is how, you know, Captain Cook was greeted on the land. I think Captain Cook snuck on the land, because if he was greeted like this way, he would have run the other way.
Yes.
But the Maoris, they use black, and a lot of them are, back then, I don't know if it was just war paint or was it actually tattooed, because they get tattooed now. Yeah. But they have this intricate designs. The Maori designs are beautiful, a lot of fern leaves, and then a lot of circles and the circles of life and stuff like that. But when they greet you, it is chanting, it is yelling, and then they do this thing where they do the tongue wag. So just imagine looking at a dragon with its mouth kind of wide open, how it does that tongue flopping back and forth. That's what Maoris do with their tongue. And
wow.
You're just sitting there watching them. You're like, okay, I'm moving back. It's okay. I'll leave. But it really is a warning. But then also, once you get through it, they're very, 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 very nice. We saw them a lot in both 2000 America's Cup and 2003 America's Cup when I was down there. So I'm glad that they're using the local tradition and to bless this boat and make sure the Prada stays safe on the water, the Hauraki Gulf.
Yes, for sure. So
yeah.
we have the Italians down there. We have the Americans down there.
Yeah.
Who are we missing?
Well, we're missing the Brits right now. Hmm. So I haven't seen any news that their boat's in the water. Now, remember, their boat flew down 3 weeks ago. So when a boat flies down, it's not like it's ready to be put in the water. You have to do a lot of commissioning and put everything back in. But I'm sure that they'll be coming out next, because then that'll be all three boats on the water. And in less than 2 months, they start racing in the Prada Cup. And that is going to be the third World Cup series, which is really the first, because COVID took away the first one in Cagliari and the second one in Portsmouth, England, not Portsmouth, Rhode Island.
Yes.
And so this will be the first, but like we said, that's going to be the first time that you're actually going to see racing against each other. So they're all going around and doing their own things. It's so funny. In the old days of the America's Cup with the 12 meters, somebody would say, so what's your campaign doing? And the And the tagline was, well, if I tell you, I have to kill you, you know, because everything was so secret.
Yes.
So now it's all out. It certainly is. They have to put it in their, in the water at their compound. So you can certainly see what the boat looks like. You're watching the boat on the water. So people are taking a lot of pictures. I'm sure they're going back and all the designers are analyzing the lines. You know, why do you think they did this? And it's such a new class that the innovation is really cool because everyone learns something all the time when they're looking at this. And so we know that in the, you know, everyone's, I think almost everyone's capsized. I think everyone's capsized their boats.
Yes.
Because we know Team NZ capsized the new boat. That was about 3 weeks ago. And we heard that American Magic went down, but that was Defiant. That was not Patriot. So Patriot, you know, you do not want to, so you, everybody knows, it's not a good thing to capsize, especially if you're racing.
No.
Very slow. Very slow. You have to a lot to make up after you do that. So it'll be very interesting to see how these boats go on the water. And I would love to be like, I wonder if they call each other up. Hey, Prada. So you know what? This is American Magic. We're going to go sort of northeast of Waiheke Island. Okay? Don't come play with us. And they'll call up and say, okay, we're going to be on the northwest side. Because everyone's kind of trying to do their own testing, but you're kind of in open water, so anyone can sort of see what you're doing. But they have agreements to stay away and do stuff like that. But it'll be interesting. I'm excited to see what happens and once they actually get together. And remember, these are boat number two. They're second generation boats. Prada has said that it is definitely just an extension of boat number one. So they took what happened in boat number one and put it into Prada, you know, into this boat number two. And I'm sure that one thing is that they're going to have built up their bow a little bit because they did have that issue where someone cranked on the forestay a little bit too hard and the bobstay didn't hold the bowsprit down. And
I hate when that happens.
Down, the bowsprit comes up. it kind of looked like a big shark mouth opening.
Oh my!
Like they were going to eat everybody. Yeah. So a lot going on down there. It'll be great to watch. I'm going to email my friend Will at the American Magic compound and see if he can give us a feel of what it's like and what we can get some inside knowledge of what is going on down there.
Excellent. So maybe we'll have that for Monday.
Yeah. And also this weekend is the Optimist for the Halloween House. So we'll hopefully, I think they've got 60 boats between the four different fleets that
is
they're
going
to have.
Right?
So that's great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Things are back in a big way this fall. Excellent.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So lots to talk about on Monday. We'll talk to you then.
Sounds great. Thank you, Bruce.
All right, my friend. Thank you very, very much indeed. Martha Parker, Team One Newport, and our regatta report, and a lot of stuff about Down Under, huh? Well, Down Under is probably as far as you have to go to get out of the fog here. Still quite foggy around our area, starting to dissipate a bit, but it's still an impact. Let's check WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge traffic report. It's affecting the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge more so than the Pell right at the moment, although mid-span is probably pretty socked in right now. Either end, it's starting to let up. We've got about 11 minutes from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits, and slow traffic the length of the Newport Pell Bridge. Westbound appears to be a little slower, but not much. Exit ramps are moving okay at this point. Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge, you've got that work crew and that cone zone in place, just what you need in all that fog, so you must keep your speed down. Watch out for those crews. You're going to have to get over to the left anyway and just slow it down, and it'll take you a few minutes to get from North Kingstown to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. On the Mount Hope Bridge, you are work zone free and so far trouble free end to end. And same with the Sakonnet River Bridge, as always, from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river, where it is always VD and you. And we'll check these bridges again in less than 30 minutes.
This portion of programming is sponsored by Batteries Plus Bulbs. At Batteries Plus, they do more than fix phones and tablets. they help their neighbors power their lives. Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online at batteriesplus.com.
My name is Charlie Holder, and I'm running to represent the 2nd Ward on the Newport City Council. As a lifelong Newporter, I understand the complexities we are facing. The decisions we make over the next 2 years will greatly affect us for the next 30. Now more than ever, we need leaders who understand how to balance the needs of our residents and our businesses. My experience as a business operator, as well as serving on the executive boards of the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce and the Rhode Island Hospitality Association, I feel I have the expertise to be that person. I encourage everyone to get out and vote on November 3rd. And remember, be bolder, vote Holder.
Paid by the committee for Charlie Holder.
The people at Laurel Mead are amazing. All feel as if we're being taken care of by the loveliest people who are kind and considerate. Somebody will always say, oh, will you join us for dinner? It makes you feel welcome because you're being with other people and your life is stimulating all the time. We're on this beautiful campus with 22 acres. It's a very happy place.
With apartments available for purchase in every size and style, Laurel Mead is an affordable option for premier senior living. Call or visit laurelmead.com.
Are you a real coffee lover looking for the absolute best flavor you can get? Then try Custom House Coffee in Middletown. We roast the finest high-grown Arabica coffee beans every day so we can give you the freshest, most flavorful coffee you can buy. Stop by our coffee house on Aquidneck Avenue and give us a try. If you brew coffee at home, pick up a pound. We take so much pride in our freshness that we print the roast date on every bag. Custom House Coffee has been recognized nearly every year over the past 18 years by Newport Life and Rhode Island Monthly magazines for best coffee, latte, cappuccino, or coffee house. Stop by the shop where you might find one of us roasting right there in the store. Or pick up a pound at some of the finest markets in the area, including A Market, Clements Market, McQuaid's Markets, Green Grocer, Rock's Fresh Foods, Belmont Market, and many others. Custom House Coffee, 796 Aquidneck Avenue, Middletown, Rhode Island.
Downtown Newport's a fun place to be. Good food, great shops, nice people, and the best in furniture. Ben's Furniture has been a vibrant part of downtown Newport's hospitality for 78 years. If you haven't been by for a while, now's the perfect time. Thinking about the holidays, time to refresh that bedroom, living room, dining room. Ben's offers a remarkable selection of home furnishings and accent pieces. Sofas, recliners, dinettes, bedroom sets, mattresses. And as sensational as their selection is, Ben's values and real savings are even more impressive. See accessories and unique gift ideas. Area rugs and mats, nautical prints, serving trays, wine racks, and those amazing and often quite appropriate throw pillows and signs. So put on that mask, come and browse for a while. It's casual, fun, and safe with all health and safety protocols in place. Ben's, 166 Thames downtown. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Wednesday, till 6 Thursday through Saturday, noon to 5 Sundays. Free parking and back.
WADK gives you the information you need.
If you wait for the newspaper, it's old news. You know, you want to keep up to date.
On air and online.
Everything's online.
WADK.com.
And keep in mind that there is still a dense fog advisory. And it seems to be letting up some as we just take a peek around the region. And as I say, up top the Pell Bridge, it is probably pretty murky, but seems to be letting up in other areas. Yeah, the Kalpfus end of the road to nowhere was pretty much socked in an hour or so ago, and it is lifted considerably. In fact, I'm seeing about the only spot that is going to impact your driving would be the North Kingstown side of the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge. Although I'm seeing the Jamestown-Verrazano engulfed in fog right at the moment from the North Kingstown side. So it is definitely still slow going. Still seeing some murkiness to the north on 24, interestingly enough. Although as you look south over the Sakana River Bridge, it looks like it's actually starting to brighten somewhat. And maybe even some glimpses of sun in some spots. So another little while and we should be in the clear. And actually, we may have a sunny day. It's supposed to be warm tomorrow. So nothing the matter with that. The governor at 1 o'clock this afternoon with her weekly circus. See how that all goes. And we're going to speak at some point to Newport School Superintendent Colleen Burns-Germain. and we may have conversation with Middletown Superintendent Rosemarie Krager at some point between now and then as well to talk about this public expenditures report that is, I'm not sure what the purpose of the report is, to tell you the truth. Well, let me read the headline, because the headline out of my newspaper, the Providence Business News, references this report because they're all running it. And it says here that, no, that's the hotels. No, that's the that. Test turnaround time, sales strategy. What the heck happened to it? Here's where Biden and Trump stand on your taxes. I don't think either of them are for taxes. Rhode Island health experts warn of COVID fatigue. Is that the story we were talking about yesterday? About the virus in Rhode Island is worse unless it's better? And by the way, let me put that story aside for a moment. It appears as though the Providence media has discovered Newport. And I don't mean in the Evan Smith sense. Every once in a while, about once every 6 weeks or so, the media in Providence, either the three TV stations or what's left of the newspaper, decides that, oh, hey, you know what? Let's see what's going on in Newport. Or they'll just come out and ask, hey, what's going on there in Newport? It's like, what do you mean? And today, on the front page of the Providence Journal, once one of America's great newspapers, is a story called Narragansett or Newport, Who's Worse or Who's Better or something like that. I can't get to the Providence Journal because they changed their website, and now I have to, I'm being treated as though I'm trying to steal the newspaper and I'm being asked for 27 passwords and a code. And I'm a subscriber, so it's not like you get treated any different if you're a paying customer with these entities. We, on the other hand, at W80K, treat our paying customers like the VIPs and like the royalty that they are. So call 846-1540 and transfer your advertising budget from the newspaper to W80K and do it quickly. Just ask for Jane or Dolores or Bonnie. Anyway, the thrust of the story is that Narragansett is this hotbed, this infestation of corona because of the grubby URI students. And Newport somehow has been able to escape all this. URI actually accounted for all but one of the new cases in Narragansett as of last week. Now, they only update the town numbers once a week. And the Daily News is, again, in the fear business, like the rest of the media, so they are dutiful at putting the highest number that they can in the headline. Newport County had 27 new cases. Of course, they're among 10 towns. But that's the point is, all they have to sell is fear itself. And so we have, you know, Newport had, what, 8 cases last week? I think the hotbed was Tiverton. Might have had double digits, 10 or 11. And, well, look, it is what it is. It is not the old people who are getting it. It is not the nursing homes. The deaths are way, way down. It's 18, 19, 20, 25, 30-year-olds that are getting it. Why? Because they're morons the way that you were when you were 18 and 19 and 20 and 25 and 30. I'm not going to get it. Let me breathe on you. And add in a little alcohol and off you go. So Narragansett actually had the highest rate of positives in the state last week. Newport had the lowest. Why? Well, it appears to be those wacky college kids. URI accounted for all but one of the new COVID cases in Narragansett last week. There were 75 total last week. 74 came from URI. Fact. By contrast, Newport had, what, 8 last week? Salve Regina, of course, they have to find a college. Now, we're comparing apples to rutabagas, right? And so we're comparing URI, which is URI, to Salve Regina. 2,200 students, beautiful little campus, just sitting there, minding its own business. They have a good time as much as anybody does, but they're not dopes. So Salve's had 6 cases from August through Monday, 2 months. 6 cases in 2 months. Why? Well, URI. I mean, you know. See, this is the big issue. It's behavior. And no one will recognize the behavior, whether you're talking about an eruption of corona cases on the campus of the University of Rhode Island, or whether you're talking about a riot in Providence over a swarm of all-terrain vehicles getting driven on the streets, on the sidewalks, in the yards, in the driveways, in the houses in Providence. That's what caused this behavior. And no one will acknowledge the behavior is not right, and the behavior must change. Or you say, okay, do what you want and run roughshod over society. Do you want to have a society where people are ill? Never mind the dire stuff. I know we're a society of extremes. We have been for quite a while. But consider this for a minute. Do you want most people in your state, your town, your city, your place of work, your school, whatever, do you want most people to be sick? No. Who wants that? Do you want most people to be lawless and just with total disregard for property, for life, just to be hell-bent on I don't know what. Whatever they in their juvenile minds want in this moment, in their infantile minds. I want to do this now, mommy. Well, that's never been allowed. Because there are consequences. Like you drive your ATV over sidewalks and on driveways and with a bunch of other people who are on either alcohol or something else. You're going to have crack-ups. You're going to get people hurt, injured, worse. And that's what happened. But no one wants to recognize that. You want to have people slobbering all over each other, breathing on one another, hanging off one another in a bar? You're going to have people sick. Is that what you want?
Well, we have to have a good time.
Okay, but you're going to get sick. If you're okay with that, then go ahead. But nobody's having that conversation, you see, because it's a silly conversation to have, for one thing. Who wants to be sick? Who wants to be injured? Who wants to be, you know, this poor kid's in a coma, kid, 24 years old, adult man, is in a coma because he acted like a child. I don't care who ran into him. I'm sorry. Shouldn't have happened if it was my child and so forth. If it was my child, it wouldn't happen, but that's another story. Because this person was out committing mayhem. This person was not out. I'm getting way behind here, and let me do this, and I'll come back and finish this.
Come and get your pumpkins at Quonset View Farm in Portsmouth for the fun of it, for the family fun of it. Quonset View Farm has all sizes of pumpkins, along with gourds, straw, corn stalks, even 10-pound bags of potatoes. Quonset View Farm is open Saturdays and Sundays, 9 to 5, weekdays, 2 to 5. Pumpkins and a whole lot more. Come and get them at Quonset View Farm. Look for the signs on East and West Main Roads that lead to Middle Road and to Quonset View Farm.
Now, your local headlines on 1540
WADK.
Good morning. It's Wednesday. Rioters in Providence last night faced off against police, threw bricks and bottles, and set off fireworks outside police headquarters. There were approximately 20 arrested in the chaos, which happened after an organized march from South Providence. It was about a moped versus police vehicle crash over the weekend during an ATV free-for-all on city streets that resulted in the 24-year-old moped driver hospitalized in a coma and the officer on suspension. Roger Williams University in Bristol has seen its first cluster of corona cases and closed one building tied to the uptick, but it may be tied to research on the virus rather than actual infections. University Chief of Staff Brian Williams said research being carried out in that building is related to identifying, containing, and stopping the spread of COVID. Lab materials in the research are designed to mimic the virus, and they could trigger a positive test. As the saying goes, they're hung by their britches on their own pitchfork. The state of New York may have to consider changes to its quarantine rules, as may Connecticut, now that two of its closest neighbors are on the brink of being added to the places subject to the quarantine. Rhode Island, still on the bad list. As of last week, the Board of Elections has officially begun scanning all mail ballots received. Once your mail ballot has been processed, you can confirm its receipt directly by visiting vote.ri.gov, unless you drop the ballot in the city's official election drop box or in your town. The ballot is securely transported to the Board of Elections, but it's not able to be tracked. A report on public education in the time of COVID was released by the Rhode Island Public Expenditure Council. By October 13th, the date by which all schools were to be back in person, only 9 districts were fully open, and only about a third of Rhode Island students had access to full in-person learning. However, the report states there is no comprehensive tally of the number of students with access to in-person learning, and all districts were following recommendations that the governor approved. That did not stand in the way of several recommendations made in the report. Here are the corona numbers. 5 more Rhode Islanders have died. More than 150 new confirmed cases. The new cases were out of more than 5,500 tests, which gives a positivity rate of 2.8%. In addition to choosing candidates for various offices, Portsmouth voters will be asked to approve 12 amendments to the town's charter. They range from grammatical tweaks to how much experience the fire chief should have to gender-neutral language. If approved, they'll go right into effect on Election Day. And your weather word, clouds giving way to some sun, details on the way on 1540 WADK.
Hello, I'm Kevin Michaud, candidate for Newport City Council at Large. As someone who grew up in Newport, I have seen firsthand the success and opportunity this city can provide for all. But recently, the voice of the average resident has fallen on deaf ears. It is time that our voice is heard. We need to protect public access to the waterfront, move forward with the North End Project, improve public education, and ensure that the intimacy and charm of Newport continues for future generations. That is why, on November 3rd, vote Kevin Michaud for Council at Large. This message was paid for by friends of Kevin Michaud.
Hi, this is Stephanie at Coastal Foot & Ankle. We would like to thank everyone for the stellar year we've had. Coastal Foot & Ankle is a multi-practice podiatric doctor's office specializing in surgical and non-surgical foot and ankle issues. Dr. Jonathan Saborin is the doctor of podiatric medicine at Coastal Foot & Ankle. We participate with most major insurance companies and are currently accepting new patients. We are located at 850 Aquinic Avenue in the back of the Middletown Commons Plaza. We also have a location in Fall River, Massachusetts. We at Coastal Foot & Ankle strive to bring you comprehensive care that is also compassionate. When you call Coastal Foot & Ankle to make an appointment, you talk to a person. You don't have to push 15 buttons to get to a live person. We want patients to come in and feel like they are more than a number. We want you to be heard, and we want you to be part of the Coastal Foot and Ankle family. Our phone number is 401-849-2157. You can find us online at coastalfootdoc.com. From Dr. Saborin and all of us here, thank you for being part of the Coastal Foot and Ankle family.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Stop by Island Wine and Spirits on your way home today for wine, spirits, and beer. 289 Broadway at the corner of Bliss Road.
Build your brand with Minuteman Press today. Today, Minuteman is so much more than just print, providing anything you can put a name, image, or logo on and offer free consultations. Contact Helen to learn about Minuteman's brand new business builder's plan, then partner with them to form a sensible marketing strategy. Make Minuteman your one-stop shop for all your design, print, marketing, direct mail, and promotional needs. Find them online at mmp-ri.com or call 619-1650. At Minuteman Press, they design, print, and promote you.
Join the conversation. Like us on Facebook, 1540 WADK.
And so this is what I was talking about with Lars, that baseline with a triangle. And the late Spencer Davis. Yeah. 10 days till the Great Pumpkin. 10 days till Halloween. You ready for that? All right. So we're talking about behavior. And no one will recognize bad behavior. And that's the problem. We talked about it yesterday with Senate candidate Alan Waters, who actually said the words. I thought I was the only one saying the words. Law and order. Are you interested in law and order or something else? And if you're interested in something else, at least cop to it. Admit it. Well, you know, it shouldn't have been this and that and the other thing. Illegal moped, mayhem on the streets, a swarm of all-terrain vehicles, committing mayhem. If that's how you want to live, then say so. And if that's how you want to live, well, that's fine. But say, yes, this is how I want to live, and I don't really give a bleep about you. Well, that's fine. At least I know where I stand. But you see, no one will have this. It's got to be some, well, we have to say your name and we have to do all of this stuff. No, I'm sorry. That overlooks, that obscures, obfuscates humbugs. Issue. Unlawful behavior. Mayhem. Chaos. Anarchy. Recognize that. Disruption. If that is the intent, then say so. That is our intent. We just want to commit mayhem. Okay. Fine. I'll get the hell out of the way. I don't want any part of it. And I will not live in a society like that. So I choose not to participate. Time for W80K's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. As the fog lifts, things are improving a bit here and being substituted with an increase in volume of the Newport Pell Bridge. Still 10, 12 minutes from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. We have just a bit of slow traffic at the end of the Calpis ramp. Construction zone, 25 miles an hour. Additional work zone now out at the Jamestown Tower. In all of that fog, you must keep your speed down on the Pell Bridge. Different matter on the 138 Connector Road and the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge, where the fog is still a factor. You must get over to the left and get out of the work zone, but there's fog, so you must reduce your speed. Grow up, can I tell you? Gonna take 12 minutes. Deal. Or go home. Mount Hope Bridge looking good. Seeing a work zone that's showing up for work now, I guess, mid-span. So you might encounter a bit of slow traffic there, and that may get worse as the morning progresses here. But the Sakonnet River Bridge, as always, looking good. Portsmouth to the VD side of the river, where it's always VD and you. And we check these bridges every 30 minutes or less, right through the midday. Let's see how those construction crews are going now that the fog is lifted.
Now, a 1540 WADK construction update.
Or lifting, anyway. National Grid Gas was scheduled to work on a gas main at the intersection of Spring and Bull Streets tomorrow. That's be today. So, you know what? Let's take a quick look downtown just to see if we've got any traffic tie-ups in that area. And Spring Street looking not bad end-to-end here. Let's see. Just usual kind of slowness from, what's that, Church Street through Mary. It's not even that slow. So apparently they have not set that thing up yet. So we'll keep an eye on that as we go through the morning together. And I'm looking at Spring from, I'm back to Morton Avenue here. And it turns into Cogshell and it's okie doke. So maybe they put that off for a day. We will see if there's advice from the city. Anyway, watch out for that. And we will keep an eye on things for you. And that's your construction update.
This portion of programming is sponsored by DEA Take Back Day, October 24th, DEATakeBack.com. Join the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration for National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, October 24th. Visit DEATakeBack.com.
The Bodie Spa is a boutique-day spa nestled in the heart of historic Newport, Rhode Island, with a focus on whole-body health and wellness. We offer a full menu of traditional spa services, such as massage, aesthetics, and body treatment. What makes us unique is the water journey, a restorative experience of taking the waters in a Roman-style bath circuit. Our guests improve their entire circulatory system by guiding the body through scientifically proven hydrotherapy stations. Stimulate your senses while you heat up, cool down, relax, repeat. Visit thebodiespa.com for more information.
I'm Paul Marshall, and I'm running for Newport's 3rd Ward City Council. I've made this city my home. I was born and raised here, graduated from Rogers High School, and I'm now raising my own family here. I, Paul Marshall, am most excited to help represent and deliver results to improve the quality of life for all ages in Newport. Please feel free to contact me anytime on my cell at 401-595-0908. I hope I, Paul Marshall, can count on you for your vote on November 3rd.
Paid for by Friends of Paul Marshall.
Village House Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, located amidst the splendor of beautiful Newport on Harrison Avenue, has elegant interiors and offers the comforts of home for those who need short-term rehabilitation following a hospital stay, along with long-term care for those with chronic conditions or respite care when family givers need time away. For those with Alzheimer's disease or related dementia, special care rooms provide a secure environment with specially trained staff. Village House strives to help all its residents live a life of dignity and respect. Call 849-5222 to schedule a visit.
Eugene Nason's Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Newport and Narragansett since 1918, would like to remind you that it's time to service your heating system or plan an air conditioning upgrade. Don't wait until your old system leaves you out in the cold or wilting from the heat. Trust the company that's been taking care of Aquidneck Island for 100 years. Eugene Nason's, big enough to serve all your heating and air conditioning needs, small enough to care. Call them today at 847-2497.
Attention small business owners. The Restore RRI grant program is open for applications. As part of a package of programs to provide relief for small businesses, Restore RRI is targeted at those which have been severely impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce is proud to partner with the Rhode Island Commerce Corporation in offering assistance to all eligible businesses throughout the application process. Chamber staff can be reached at 847-1600, and full details can be found at newportchamber.com.
Congressman David Cicilline works hard for Rhode Island. David helped secure more than $1 billion in COVID relief funding for our state. Endorsed by the Alliance for Retired Americans, David is fighting to drive down prescription drug costs. He's assisted thousands cut through red tape and access their Social Security, Medicare, and veterans' benefits. Vote early at your city or town hall or in person at the polls on Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd. David Cicilline, he's working hard for Rhode Island.
I'm David Cicilline, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Cicilline Committee.
WADK Weather.
There is a dense fog advisory in effect until mid-morning. For today, clouds breaking for some sunshine once the fog moves out, high 68. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, low 62. Mostly cloudy and warm tomorrow, high 71. Clear for tomorrow night, low 57. Kicking off the weekend Friday, pleasant with partial sunshine, high 64. Friday night, a few clouds will hang around with a low of 55. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Your hometown information station, 1540 WADK.
Bruce Newberry.
And fog still hanging around, foggy all the way up to Providence right now. So it is stubborn. So Boston has just announced it is going remote only, Boston Public Schools, tomorrow. They've had a spike in the city of beans. So that's not good. Rosemary Krieger will not be with us. She says she's got some stuff going on there. Hope all is well. Hope it's okay. And it's been a school bus crash upstate in New York. 12 hurt, 4 critically in a town called New Windsor, which is in Orange County, which is upstate. Happened around 8:30 this morning. Multiple reports say 4 of the injuries are considered critical. Oh boy. It is up there in New Windsor, New York. Kind of almost in the Catskills. We'll be speaking with Newport School Superintendent Colleen Burns-Germain in the next hour. In the meanwhile, I was going to talk about this a couple of days ago, and I just saw that my son's school is hosting a virtual lecture on the influence of electronic media. And it at least will bring some awareness. I don't know if it solves anything, but yesterday in the, not going to be able to bring it to you because it was a Providence Journal story and they're blocking me out because they changed their stupid website. So good luck reading anything in the Newport Daily News today, unless you reset your password, and good luck with all that. Well, let us talk about Lieutenant Governor McKee's initiative to support Rhode Island service members and military families. Lieutenant Governor will be with us tomorrow. It's Thursday already tomorrow. And the Lieutenant Governor, as we speak, is actually announcing 2 seasonal initiatives to support Rhode Island service members and military families across the state. The LitGov, along with Command Sergeant Major Glenn DeCecco of the Rhode Island National Guard, are going to announce 2 seasonal initiatives, a plan for the Lieutenant Governor's annual Operation Holiday Cheer initiative, which sends care packages to troops who are away from home during the holidays, and another one. So the Lieutenant Governor will have word about that tomorrow when he joins us at 12 noon. And in the meanwhile, he is, of course, working on behalf of small business. He was making his tour. Where the heck was he? He was in, Narragansett? He was, he's been making the rounds. That's for sure. That's for sure. There is federal drought assistance available to local Rhode Island farmers. A farmer. Federal assistance is available to Rhode Island farmers struggling during the drought. NBC 10 says the state's congressional delegation said Rhode Island received a disaster declaration from the U.S. Department of Agriculture because the state had its driest July to September on record. The declaration makes low-interest emergency loans available to qualified farmers. Rhode Island farmers and growers who believe they may qualify for federal assistance can contact their local Farm Service Agency office to determine drought relief eligibility under USDA programs. So I know we have more than a few growers of different sizes, certainly on this island and in South County as well. Everything from turf to potatoes, everything in between. So perhaps that might be of interest to you. I probably am not breaking any news to you. You probably knew about it already, but reach out to the Farm Service Agency and hopefully they can get you some help. Things are going well in terms of mail voting. Rhode Island Board of Elections has a high-class problem. They have to deal with 18,000 mail ballots that showed up on Monday. Just Monday. There have been entire elections where there haven't been 18,000 ballots cast. On Tuesday, the Board of Election tweeted it was working through a bit of backlog after Rhode Islanders heeded the message to send back mail ballots early. To date, more than 60,000 Rhode Islanders have voted in the 2020 election. Just 18,000 the other day. More than 20,000 by mail. 40,000 have voted early in person. Data indicates on October 19th, that would have been Monday, a majority of those mail ballots were counted in Rhode Island, almost 19,000. Election officials say you should allow at least three mailing days to ensure your mail ballot arrives by 8 o'clock on election day, which is 2 weeks from yesterday. So less than 2 weeks remaining. And you can track your ballot if you mail it. I don't believe it's as trackable if you hand deliver it. Let's read. You can also hand deliver the sealed envelope to the Board of Elections or to any of the Dropbox locations around the state. Rhode Islanders can check the status of their mail ballot on the Secretary of State's website, which indicates when the ballot was mailed to the voter, when it was received by the Board of Elections, and then if it was accepted by election officials. The Board of Elections says you can also vote early in person now through November 2nd or still opt to vote on election day. It does not say, I thought there was a difference in tracking in terms of being able to track your ballot if you dropped it in person. Find a location to drop off your mail ballot. You can drop off your Rhode Island mail ballot Dropbox. Use one of these search methods that just is helping you to try to find a Dropbox. There is one in Portsmouth Town Hall, Jamestown Town Hall. I thought there was one in Newport City Hall. Is there not? Yeah, Newport City Hall, right there on the other side there. Tiverton Town Hall, Bristol Town Hall, Charlestown Town Hall, Westerly Town Hall, all over the place. We've got them for you. So it seems to be the thing to do. So join the crowd.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure.